In this episode, we talk about immigration and the actions of ICE. We cover the us versus them in politics. We start off the discussion on Bermuda's wealth and Puerto Rico's potential. Finally, we touch on Elon Musk, Donald Trump, and the conspiracy theories involving Jeffrey Epstein. Enjoy. Inconsistent.
Bermuda. Bermuda has the highest GDP in the Caribbean. It's the wealthiest Caribbean country and one of the richest countries in the world by purchasing power. Why Bermuda? The fuck do they make?
The Bermuda Triangle?
That's what they make?
That's what they are.
Bermuda Triangle is part of Puerto Rico too, right? It goes from Florida, Bermuda to Puerto Rico. That's the triangle.
Well, that's a nice angle.
They got the good side?
They got the Amelia Earhart.
But the point is...
The Amelia Earhart side.
But what do they make? They don't make anything, nigga. You know what they do? Vacations. And they probably have freaking offshore banks. Right? That's probably what they got.
So washing money.
Yeah, washing money. We won't tax you as much. We'll tax you way less than they do in America. And you think Puerto Rico couldn't do that? You think Banco Popular will be... You don't think she'd be like, look, listen. There's going to be a Banco Popular in every fucking Puerto Rican, Chicago... New York, fucking, what is it? What's the name of the fucking place in PA? Allentown, right? Massachusetts has a big Puerto Rican population.
Shout out to Florida. Everybody in Allentown.
And they'd be like, look, open up a bank with us, with Banco Popular, and we'll save you money over here. We won't charge you that much tax. There's ways, nigga. Just, you know, people just think about what they're going to do. Oh, my God. Like, this mad. Look at fucking Bermuda, the richest country in the Caribbean. What do they make? Nothing, nigga. They just know how to finagle the system. And Puerto Rico has people that want to help Puerto Rico. We're all out here. We're talking about going to this thing for what? Because we care, right? Imagine if the governor was like, look, please, I'm going to put my Cash App here. Everybody give me $20 this month. Just $20 a month. Everybody.
Actually, here's our Cash App. No, imagine.
Well, yeah, we're going to fucking do $20. All the Puerto Ricans in New York and Chicago and America send $20. It's going to go into Puerto Rico's account. It's going to help build a school. Once a month, donate $20. You think, would you donate $20 to Puerto Rico? A month?
Yeah.
That's a no-brainer. That's easy. I'll do that. Imagine every Puerto Rico.
My problem with Puerto Rico is the management. I don't trust any of these niggas out there.
That's the problem.
They're breaded. Their corruption is breaded from the mainland.
Yeah. That's the problem. And what really brought the corruption up front was Trump. When he explained it, I was like, he's right. Remember when Puerto Rico went to the Maria? He was like, I want to give them money, but they're corrupt and they're gonna steal it. They're gonna do this, that. And he didn't give them money. When the next governor took over, he gave them all the money. Yeah, I trust you.
And what happened?
They used it to fucking fix shit. The last person was corrupt. He was probably like, she's a Democrat. I'm not gonna do it.
Yeah, probably that. Yeah. Yeah, I don't trust him.
Yeah.
I don't trust him at all.
You have to be open. Look, this is our bank accounts for everybody to see.
This is what we did.
This is what we do. You guys should know. I want the world to see how we're doing right now. And hopefully we leave it fucking clear so everybody can see. And over the next 10 years, I want everybody to watch how we go. How fast we grow as a country.
And if it didn't work, at least you saw where the money went.
Yeah. At least you know we didn't steal it from you.
Yeah. It went to you. Somewhere in the process, it didn't fall through. Now we have something to learn from.
But also, and we said this before, if Puerto Rico becomes independent, it's not going to be like America's going to be like, that's it, we're done. There has to be a period, right? A transition period. Say, hey, over the next 10 years, America's going to ease off you guys. So you have time to, you know, to get yourself ready to go. You know what I'm saying? I mean, the only people that I think that would try to stop it is the Democrats, because they want Puerto Rico to be a 51st state so they can get the votes.
It's true.
Which is why they're trying to keep the immigrants in California and all that. The illegal immigrants, they want to give them the ability to vote. You know how many black people live in California versus immigrant versus Mexican? It's mad different, bro. They don't even care about the black people anymore. They're like, their vote is nothing compared to the Mexican vote. We need to focus on the Mexicans, the immigrants, right?
So what do you think about this whole, the whole riot situation that's going on?
In California?
Yeah.
I understand people's sentiment. Taking children away from, you know, fathers away from the house. Sometimes even kids that are born in Mexico, they come here when they're babies. They're 4 years old. And the government's like, you came here at one, you're four now, you've been here for 3 years, this is all you know, but you're not born here, this is not your country, you gotta go. I get both sides of the argument, but you can't be mad at the government for enforcing the law. That's like what I was saying with like cousins of mine. Oh, I robbed this nigga, the cops freaking arrested me, you believe that? Of course they're gonna, I hope they arrest you. You ever seen the video?
But we used to think like that, right?
Yeah, until we freaking became adults. Now we understand. You ever seen the video of the
I never thought that way. I just went along with it, I feel like.
There was a girl that she was like, my brother. The brother tried to rob somebody's house and got shot and killed. Okay?
The brother?
He tried to rob somebody's house. The guy that owns the house had a gun and shot him.
Killed him.
And killed him. And the sister was mad at the guy because she killed her brother. And she was like, he just wanted money to buy clothes. I'm like, what? Of course you're going to shoot somebody breaking in the house. Are you crazy? Like, it makes no sense. Because they can't think outside of their point of view. They can't take a step backwards and look from both angles and be like, oh yeah, this makes sense. That's why you're doing that. I get it. If somebody broke in my house too, I would shoot him too.
Right.
Especially when it wasn't just his brother. It was like him and two other friends.
But he had to steal you. He had to rob from you because he needed it.
He needed clothes for school.
He needed it.
Yeah.
You couldn't understand it, but, so you killed him?
So that's my logic.
He wasn't explaining to me that he needed it for school. He was just breaking in a stranger that I didn't know.
He should have told me. I wouldn't have shot him, Bendito.
Yeah, I would have been like, you need clothes? I got clothes here.
Bro, I got whatever you need. What you got? What you need? That's the logic. I understand both sides. But at the end of the day, I'm like, but
okay, that mentality. Let's play that scenario. You think she'll ever learn?
No, that's it. She's stuck.
She's stuck. Wait, hold on.
Would have to change.
No. That's not the question. The question is this. Now let's fast forward 10, 20 years after this happened. She's matured. She's had more experiences. She's, you know, gained more knowledge. Does she stay in that mindset in regards to that situation because of pride? Because I refuse to believe that 20 years passed and she's like, damn, this nigga never went in there for fucking clothes. He would have been alive. But I can't say that out loud.
Yeah.
Because I'll look wrong and I'll look like I'm betraying my brother.
I don't know.
I think that's the reality. I
hope so.
No, that's worse because now you're aware of the, now you're more conscious to the morality behind the situation, but you're refusing to come to terms with it because it'll make you look, what? Stupid.
I'd rather be wrong for 20 years.
Yeah, you would.
And then figure out the truth and then be right for the next 40.
You would.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, you would. But I think that most people are going to be like, I had this perspective about this situation 20 years ago. I know better now. But I'm not going to change my stance. It's going to make me look like an idiot. But
those are the people that never leave the mud. They get stuck in the mud forever.
And then we're stuck.
Those are the ones that are like, I can't get a job because I'm going to lose my welfare and lose my benefits. Those are those people.
I get people all the time that I can't work more than a certain amount of hours.
Yeah.
They're going to cut my benefits. And I'm like,
when I was working in the hospital, and I've seen a lot of this, even within the setting.
Yeah, but at the same time, Noel, you would agree that people need help and the government should help.
Wait, hold on. Within the hospital setting, they will always tell me, within a pay period, don't work more than 2 days overtime. Because then you hit another tax bracket and they charge you a lot of money.
Yeah.
And we're working. And I'm like, you don't want to make more money? If I work my third overtime day and instead of giving me $100, now they're in a new tax bracket ticket, they'll give me $50. $50 is better than nothing.
Yeah.
Just take the $50.
Yeah.
What are we doing here? Just take the $50. Instead of nothing, like, I'm not going to work it. Extra $50 in your pocket. You know what I'm saying? Like, the mentality is I can't do it because then they're going to take that from me and I can't lose what I got. Just take the money.
Yeah, but isn't it interesting when people, same kind of people play lotto. They're like, I cash out. But it's less taxes if you do the whole payment. If you do it
like little by little? Yeah.
It's less taxes.
I'll take it all if I'm leaving this country.
You're not leaving? Where are you going?
Going to a new country, Puerto Rico. I'm out, baby. I'm going to build a bunker for tornadoes, hurricanes.
Okay.
And that's it. My house is going to be the ugliest house on the block. It's going to be like a freaking dome. It's going to survive every hurricane.
Now I know where I'm going. Leeching.
But then...
I'll mow your stub, Noel. I'll mow the lawn. The stubby lawn that's
so then,
hiding your house.
So then let's go back to the what's going on in California. There's another thing that's crazy to me. First of all, they're burning things down. They're spray painting cars. They're doing this. I get the protest. Okay? I get it. When it comes to burning things down and sending things and rob, and I've seen them loot, like they'll break into like the Nike store and steal sneakers and stuff. It's like, how is that protesting your cause? How's that helping your cause? If anything, people are going to watch and be like, yeah, they got to go. They got to go. You know what I'm saying? You're turning people off. People that feel that are even on the fence are like, I don't know, man, you know, but then once they see you looting and burning things down, they're like, no, they can't stay here. Look what they're doing. Why would I want them to stay in this country? Look what they're doing. We got enough of that. 2020 or 2022 with the riots, the George Floyd.
I thought that was 2020.
2020.
Oh, remember, you might be right. You might be right.
Remember what people said?
Couldn't have been 2020.
They were like, what?
Niggas were on, not outside of 2020. Yeah. You're right.
People started switching sides on them. They were like, enough is enough. Like, you guys are really tearing down every city you go to with these stupid riots. So people, that's why it kind of died out. Because people were just like, I don't want a part of this.
Your mic has a wedgie. Fix your wedgie.
There was.
You don't see the little.
I know.
I don't like it. Only I get to see under there. People are rioting. I forgot who mentioned this. A short clip. People like stating certain point of views as to the situation. The guy with the Mexican flag on top of the car. He's protesting about the immigration being deported. He's protesting waving his country's flag.
So that's another. That again, this is all logic. Every single point is logical.
I'm fighting the people that are trying to deport me from this country that I want to be in. But and I'm protesting with my flag of the country that I don't want to be.
I don't want to go.
I don't want to be there.
No. In fact, I'm fighting you because I don't want to go there.
That's the same thing going back to if you're asked, are you American or Puerto Rican? What was your answer?
Puerto Rican.
There you go. So that flag, now you can relate to that guy in the flag.
Why? I will go to Puerto Rico though.
It's about that pride of your culture.
Yeah. But we're not. But the thing is, we're not attacking Mexico.
No, but right, but he's not up there promoting Mexico. He's promoting Mexican.
And that's fine. Nobody's arguing about that.
That's you hear what I'm saying?
Yeah, but that's not the problem. Is not.
It's a bad look.
Yeah, but it's not like Trump is like, we got to get rid of the Mexicans.
No.
And we're going, no. And he's not saying, F Mexico. We want to send those people back over there. Not that either. What he's saying is
all of them.
He's like, I don't care what country you come from. You come here illegally, you got to go.
All of them.
Yeah. So waving the flag is pointless. You're not doing, you're not, it doesn't matter. You might as well flag the freaking Croatian flag because if they're here legally, they got to go too.
What about this senator that went in and got arrested?
I don't know why he got arrested.
So allegedly, it's because he stormed in and the FBI were like, whoa, who is this guy? And took him down to the way he came in.
That's because he came in with freaking pride.
He came in like yelling loud.
I got a badge. I got a fucking ID.
No. So, like, down, and then people are like, all you have to do to be part of that press conference is just announce who you are. And he says, I'm Senator Del. Oh, I don't know what his name is. Yeah. So he does say his name clearly. In Reddit, people are going back and forth, storming.
But even
tyranny.
Then, but what? Okay, so you say that. Well, how do I know that's real? Do you have an ID? Do you have some? You can't just be walking in here crazy. I'm the freaking senator.
Yeah.
Show me proof. We're talking logic here. Prove it to me.
Yeah.
Although I'm not going to let you in. You know what I'm saying? I'm not just they don't let you walk it when you go to the airport when you walk to security. Be like, no, I'm good. I don't got no weapons, guys. Just let me in.
This oh, is okay. Yeah, sure.
It's okay, guys.
Yeah, I mean, have you seen the clip?
No, I didn't watch it.
Let's take a quick break. Let's see what his face looks like after we watch it.
Let me say this too.
Kiss me.
Let me say this too. When it came down around the 2020, when people were like, oh, they're shooting black men, whatever. It was sort of like this, where it was like everywhere was the clip of him being shot. The 2 seconds of anybody.
Oh, anybody.
And I was like, how did they get there? Did the cop just walk up to him and he's like, oh, this black guy, boom? Or was it like, what was the buildup? How did it happen? And then when you watch the buildup, you're like, oh, I would have shot him too. That makes sense. I get it now.
Okay, we still didn't watch the video, guys. Yeah. We'll be right back.
Right back.
I also want to talk about specifically how many of our ICE agents have been doxxed for doing their duty.
That was it?
They have been targeted.
And that was it.
Families have been
go back.
Blah, blah, blah. Let me focus on this chick for a little while.
Yeah. It goes completely on that. There are other angles that show him being pinned down. Blah, blah, blah. Okay.
All right. How do I feel about it?
How do you feel about it?
I would have kicked him out too. Well, we're having a press conference. This comes out of nowhere. Yelling. And I'm like, look, calm down. He's rushing forward. I would, if you were up there, I'm in a press conference, I'm talking to her, and somebody comes walking in yelling, get this guy out of here. I'm doing a press conference. We're professionals here. What is the guy doing? I don't care who he is.
Yeah.
This changes everything. I thought it was outside in the street.
Oh, shoot. We're all retarded over there.
I thought he was protesting and they arrested him.
No.
Because I didn't watch the video. I just heard, oh, the senator got arrested. I'm like, all right, whatever. I don't care.
So the interesting part about it is when the camera, this camera cuts, and I wish there was a camera that was focused on him before, but, and I don't know, we could probably spend hours looking and probably find something, but my thing is that when you see him coming in, he kind of,
if he comes in, we don't know if he was just standing there.
But it, when the camera cuts, when this angle cuts to him, he's kind of pushing his way up. He's like, bro, you're in a room with, we could hear you perfectly fine. Ask your question right there. Watch when the camera angle cuts to him. The question is, why are you pushing ahead? Like, you could ask your question from right there.
Yeah.
Like, the minute the FBI, the authorities stood in front of me, they could hear me.
Yeah. Also,
why are you pushing forward?
If you're pushing forward, that's aggressive.
Of course, they gotta react. Know who to you are?
Yeah. He's like, I'm a senator. It's like, all right. Even if you're a senator, take it easy, buddy.
Yeah. Like,
and you could tell that there's a certain point where that. You like, let's see if you change your mind and watch. I don't know.
I don't blame you, because to be honest with you, it seems ridiculous to me that.
Oh wait. Hold on.
This is the other angle.
Give me this. No. Hold on.
No, it's
always because he starts talking before they touch him.
Go ahead.
Let's see. Hold on. Let's see if we can hear him. Oh yeah. No, he already starts walking towards the stage, and they're like, hey.
Dude, where are you going?
Yeah. Where are you going?
First guy's like, where are you going?
Where are you going? You can't just walk up there, crazy. We don't know who you are.
Yeah.
We don't even know who you are, and you walk in. Hold on.
He hasn't announced who he is.
Yeah. Okay. Sir, hands up. I'm Senator Alex Jones. That's when he says, I'm a senator. It's too late now.
Too late.
We got to get you out of here now. It's too late.
Sorry. You're a senator. You should know better.
Exactly. You should know decorum.
Look at this guy with big words.
Who yells hands up? Because he did not put his hands up. Hands up. He says hands off. Right?
Oh, hands off.
He's saying it to them. Hands off. Senator Alex. And they did not listen to hands off.
Nope.
They were like, you got to go. Yeah. Oh, there's more to it. Let's see.
Yep.
They kick his ass. You got to go. Let me say something, too. What he's doing there, when they say get down, he's kind of like stalling. They kick people's asses for that. You know what I mean? When they give you an order, they expect you to do it because they don't know why you're taking long. You know what I'm saying? I've seen videos where guys are like, when the cop's talking to them, they're like, hey, why are you walking this way? Why you keep gesturing towards the car or whatever? And you know why? It's because they have something in the car they want to grab. They got a gun in there. Oh, why are you taking so long to put your hands on the ground? Oh, because you want to reach for something. And you don't want to put your hands. You know what I'm saying? So they're like, no, you got to obey right away. Otherwise, it's going to be a problem. You didn't fix that yet?
No, I didn't fix it. This is how we're watching the video, guys.
Let's see. Oh. They had to turn off the cameras. There's no recording allowed out here.
Thank you very much. That's interesting, right?
Probably because they're in a government building.
Probably.
They're like, you can't just record anything. That was a press room. It's allowed. Out in this hallway, it's not. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's where the recording happens, over there.
Yeah. You can't just be walking around here. There's freaking sensitive information all over this place. Sir, stop resisting.
All right. Okay.
Let's go back. Let's get rid of this crap. All right. So they're flying the flag for a country they don't want to go back to. The whole purpose of this riot and protest is because I don't want to go back over there.
Right, but I'm waving that flag because of my culture, not because of my country.
Yeah, but your culture is not up for debate. That's not even on the table. I don't know why you keep bringing it up.
Yeah.
That's what I feel like. If I see the flag, I'm like, why are you doing this? Why are you even bringing this up? Nobody's talking about it. You're the one bringing it up. You're changing the argument.
You're turning into a race thing.
When it's not. It's a legal
policy thing.
That's it.
A legal thing.
Yeah, you're doing, I don't know if it's a strawman or a red herring. What are those two logical fallacies? Where it's like you keep changing the argument that we're not talking about. You're making it into something that we're not. The debate is if you're here legally or not.
Right.
That's the debate. Whether you're here, whether you're Mexican or what, that doesn't matter to me. That doesn't matter to anybody. Nobody cares what country you come from. Just that you got to go back there because you don't belong here. That's like if somebody says, if somebody breaks into your house and they're like, oh, no, I don't want to leave because I'm from across the street. I love it across the street, but I'm not leaving. They're like, I don't care where you go. Just get out of my house. Don't even talk to me about where you're from. I do not care. Just get out of my house. Right? I don't care. And then I see things about separating families. You've seen that? Oh, they're separating families. Like, they don't have to be separated. You know that, right?
Yeah, they could go together.
They can all go together. Why are we separating them? You don't have to separate them. Go with them. If your father gets deported, you can go with him. It's okay.
There's this overwhelming sense of empathy towards just the human aspect of it.
Yeah.
Which
I get. 100% I get it. Totally. I get it.
Yeah.
But we're talking about a legal framework that if you let one person break that rule, then you have to make everybody allowed to break that rule.
The thing is that we're being taught in a whole that we're fat, we have way too much, we are spoiled.
You're talking about the American people?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so, because I know this to be true, when I see these raids and these ICE people going after people who are trying to get a piece of this, I'm like, bro, yeah, they could have some. It's not going to hurt anybody.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? And you're being cruel to these human beings.
Yeah, I think that's the problem. It's the, but then again, you know, just like the freaking senator that got arrested here, there's a certain point as a law enforcement official where you're like, stop, get down. And if you don't follow my rule, now I have to grab you.
Yeah, but then it doesn't matter if you're being, okay, it does matter if they're being forceful or if it's being violent in their attempts to detain these individuals.
Yeah.
But like the case of the mother who got detained and she's trying to, and then her daughter's like trying to follow her, you know, and she's getting arrested. You seen that video?
No.
The mom is getting arrested by ICE. She's being thrown in the car. The little girl's, first of all, allegedly, let's go back. I take that back. The lady was here on a, like tour, like visiting.
Yeah.
She had a passport. She's like, I'm going back to my country. And ICE allegedly picked her up. And the daughter's like, what am I going to do? And there's like people, bystanders, trying to explain, translating to the ICE workers, ICE agents that, sir, this is her daughter. Like they're here visiting. This is their daughter. Her daughter has nowhere to go, sir. And they just throw her in the vehicle and ship her out. So it's like, where's the humanity in this equation?
But what was the truth? Did she actually come here visiting?
Couldn't tell you. But it's stories like that.
That's like walking to the airport. I'm good, guys. Don't check me. I have no weapons. Yeah. It might as well
just
be that. But
it's stories that like that feed the narrative of individuals like I just described, where it's like, yo, we got a lot. Why are we making a big deal of this? Mm. And then you're doing this?
I think that's the major issue.
And then you're doing this to this poor little girl?
It's not the what, it's the how.
But how else are you going to take someone out where it doesn't look, it doesn't matter how you take them out. Again, of course, it does.
But no matter which way you do it, it's going to be a problem.
It's going to be a problem because you're not giving them a piece of this. They came here and they're working, they're paying their taxes, they're not committing crimes, and they're trying to get a piece of the American dream, and you're taking that from them.
Yeah. But it's not even that. Like,
and especially if it's a sanctuary state. City, whatever it is.
Yeah, but also too, like a lot of these people that work here illegally are getting paid less than everybody else would.
Yeah, right? But that's, they're still making more
than they would
in their country. So why?
But that's why they're here. That's why they. But then you know, I get it.
Why are we messing with them?
That's why I don't believe in minimum wage. I think there should be no bottom to it. You pay people what they want.
Okay, so you're gonna allow this situation as long as minimum wage goes?
No. What I'm saying though is, so if they're here illegally, we're paying them less than what's allowed by law, and I think that's wrong. But if there was no limit, then I don't see the problem. People want to work.
Then paying them
$3. Let them negotiate. If that's what they're willing to take, then they should be willing, you know. Just like we do with any other job. When you apply for a job, you're like, they offer you a certain amount. You're like, I don't want more. You negotiate. You should be able to do that to anywhere you want. You know what I'm saying? McDonald's, as a policy, should be like, this is our minimum wage. But the state shouldn't have to tell me what it is. You know what I'm saying? Then everybody, if you, McDonald's, I got paid about $15 an hour and Burger King pays $14, guess who's going to have more workers?
Burger King.
If they get paid $14 an hour, people are going to be like, I'd rather work at McDonald's. They pay more.
Which one would you have if there was only two restaurants left and it's Burger King or McDonald's?
Oh, Burger King probably. Because they grill their burgers.
It has more flavor.
And their onion rings are so freaking good.
And they got mozzarella sticks. I mean, once in a while.
Yeah, I think Burger King is better than McDonald's.
For me, it's like more flavor. McDonald's feels like cardboard.
Yeah, it's like it's fake almost.
Yeah, it's like I feel like I'm eating bread.
Yeah, all right
got it.
But then there's people that are like, no, let them work. Oh, this is the argument that I hate. They're like, oh, now that they're gone, are you gonna work for $5 an hour?
No, the robot is.
And then all I can think of is like, why do you want them to work $5 an hour?
Because they're where they come from, there is no $5 an hour.
Yeah, but you're willing, they're willing to break the law to pay them less versus breaking the law and us saying we don't want them coming here illegally. We're both breaking the law. We're both allowing law breaking. You know what I'm saying?
We're not breaking laws if this is a sanctuary city.
No, because it's not the city, it's the country.
But it is a country, but this is the city that allows it.
Yeah, but they're breaking government law.
That's a government issue.
And that's why the government's going in there taking them. We're not telling the city to take them. And the government's going in there doing it. ICE.
It needs to stop because we're allowed to do it here. We don't want the federal government coming in here.
But that's what the sanctuary city is. The sanctuary city is saying, we're not going to work with you guys.
We have our own rules.
We have to go over there. And if you really want to arrest them, then you need to figure it out because we're not going to tell you where they are. We're not going to tell you.
We're not going to help you.
Nothing.
We're going to tell them to go hide.
And Trump said, okay. So when they show up and arresting people, the sanctuary city is like, oh, we didn't. Why? How, you guys can't come in here. But like, no, that's not how it works. As a federal government, the FBI is allowed to go anywhere they want in this country. You can't tell us where we can't go. ICE too. Any kind of federal agency can go anywhere they want in this country.
Anywhere.
You don't have to work with us. That's fine. We have our own agencies that work it, you know, whatever. That's what Sanctuary City is. Sanctuary City is not, they're legal if they come here. They're still illegal.
So I order all my local law enforcement, everything state, I'm ordering them to stand guard against you.
No, but that's, you can't do that.
Why not?
Because that's illegal. Doesn't I mean,
matter.
At that
point, I have to protect my state.
If a state was to do that,
what would happen?
It'll be martial law, and the government would take over. The federal government would take over the state.
What is that called? Insurrection.
Insurrection. Yeah.
Oh my god.
That's what would happen. I don't think any state is crazy enough to do that. Even California.
Gavin
Newsom. I don't think he's crazy enough to do that.
Gabby is not going to do that.
But it's like we don't want them to get. I don't want them to get paid less than minimum wage. That's crazy.
I do. It's still better than where they are in their country, Noel. You're not seeing the humanity of it.
It is better for them, but they're still breaking the law. They changed the law in America.
Wait, the law, according to you, is them coming in the first place. Whoa.
Yeah, they shouldn't come here.
They shouldn't come here.
Illegally, they shouldn't
come. Okay, so that's all you get, one argument. What I'm saying is they're here. This is a sanctuary city. We're allowing it. They're working. They're making an income. Some of them, maybe most of them, are paying their taxes. They're paying taxes when they buy shit.
Yeah.
So they're paying that taxes.
Yep.
So leave them going. They'll get their papers eventually and they'll migrate.
So then you leave them alone. Don't arrest them. We'll do that part. As a federal government, we'll do that part. Because they broke a rule. We have to abide by those rules. Again, so if we let him do
you
it.
You think that if they.
We got to let everybody do it.
You think that the how they're going about and doing it, if it changed, is going to make me happy? I don't want you to do it at all.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Like, there's no winning. You, if they're here illegally, again, if somebody breaks into your house and you call the cops and they're like, oh, I know they broke it down, but that building, sanctuary building. Sorry, buddy, we can't help you. I know they're in your apartment and you don't want them there, but that's a sanctuary building. You know what I'm saying? So we have to obey, we have to, because otherwise, what kind of society do we have? If we're just letting anybody break laws. It's anarchy. We have to have rules. And regardless how you feel about the rules, I feel about the rules are in place for a reason.
So some are saying that this is a distraction to, cover up the whole Elon and Trump feud.
I don't think anybody cares about that from the beginning.
Oh no, it was just a little spat. Everyone was on it.
I hope they don't freaking make up.
They did.
I know, but I hope they don't. I hope they just like they say each other at arm's length and they do their thing.
No, Elon had to apologize. He was wilding. Whatever medication he was on was a little
too off. He goes, I kind of overdid it. Yeah. I think that's what he said exactly, right? I think I overdid it. Just I'm sorry.
But I regret the comments that I've made. Yeah,
that's probably why he had that black eye. Trump probably had a secret service. Yo, rough this guy up, please.
And fucked him up.
I just gave him that black eye. The Don.
Do people like Elon now?
I've always liked Elon. I got nothing wrong
not
with Elon.
Not you.
I can't speak idiot. For everybody.
The left.
Nah. Well, the left will believe whatever the last person told them. They don't believe in facts.
The right does that too.
Yeah, but still, with the left, it does it for everything. Oh, you didn't even see this thing.
Oh. Show me. I love when you make those sounds into the people's ears.
Look at this country. How keyboard. Do you make this bigger? Is this it?
Baby, you got to work for it.
Which one
to
is
make it?
It
bigger?
Is it this one?
No.
This one?
None of them.
None of them. You can't do anything.
No.
All right, let's go to it real quick. Let's go to the roll of the tape.
Ooh. Hold on. Nope.
Okay. You wanted to see if maybe it was possible?
Yeah. The last hope was those three dots. You know the three dots?
So basically what's happening here is the blue represents the Democrats or the left part of the spectrum, which is over here by my head, right?
Yeah, move your fat head.
Which is right here. This is blue. This is Democrats, right? This all the way over here.
By me.
The red, Republicans, right? Let me rephrase that. This is the left part and this is the right part. Left and right, the spectrum, right? Notice how the left is very tightly wound, but the right is very wide open, right? What's happening here on the right? Okay, let's start with the right. What's happening with the right is the right has all these different ideas of how to be Republican, right? They have a wide variety of thoughts and ideas, right? Different ways of being Republican. But on the left, if you disagree with one of their ideologies, they disown you.
So although they pride themselves on open-mindedness, liberal thinking blue actually coalesces around a very narrow set of opinions, whereas the right, the red, diverges widely.
Yeah. So an example is, like we said, Elon Musk. Elon Musk said, hey, I want to shrink the government, and I'm willing to work with anybody to do it, even Donald Trump. The left disowned him right away. Oh, sorry. That's one of our ideologies, that you step out of the group. This tightly wound group, these very tight wound ideas. Once you step out of this tight group, you're out of here. We don't want you part of our group. The Republicans are like, you can believe in other things and call yourself a Republican. That's okay, you know, because you don't have to believe in everything exactly how we believe it. You can believe in a little other things, and that's okay. The Democrats are not like that. They're like, you got to be this, you got to be that, you got to be good for DEI, you got to be pro-abortion.
But
also, you got to be all these things.
But also look at the image. But also look at the image. The red reaches over far more to the blue side in its range of views. But they're still red. But it reaches over to this side, to your side, a lot more than the blue reaches over to the red.
Yeah.
So if this is adequate or correct or represents where the country stands as far as left and right is concerned, yo, we're mad red, son.
Yeah,
exactly. We're red as.
But the problem is, these group right here, this tightly wound group, they cry so loud, and they don't let you sleep. So I'm sure you remember having kids.
You don't sleep.
You remember having babies.
I remember having babies.
So when the baby cries, you're like, okay, I'm going to sleep, and then you put them back in their crib. After a few nights, you're like, just come to my bed. I need to go to sleep.
Yeah, come.
Just come to my bed.
I know what you want. You want me.
Yeah. So that's what's happening with this. They cry so much, we're kind of like, oh, just come, just come. Just protest in the street. Jesus Christ. You cry so much. We just let them get away with it. Just shut up, you know? Like, they're blocking the streets. We kind of just, oh, just block the street. No, the cops don't go in there with freaking tasers and freaking smoke and kick them out.
It's funny because I think about some of my family members. They cry like blues. They cry like the blue side.
Yeah.
But when you start talking to them about certain things and, like, you know, get into it, when they're willing to and they're not crying, they're like, you know, when you get them to like, oh, okay, he's chilling. You're actually red. Yeah, on this thing, you sound mad red.
You're more red than you think you are.
You're so red when it comes to this. But you remember about that clip and that unfairness about that mom being separated from her daughter. Back to blue, hard blue.
So that's what's happening to Elon. Elon didn't want to. Elon's like, I'm in here with some of my ideas, but some of my ideas are not in there. But as soon as I step out of this with one idea, you want to kick me out.
But then he went all the way to the side.
Yeah, he's like, I'd rather work with Trump than work with anybody else. At least he's willing to hear my ideas.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Remember, it can't be about the EV in the bill.
What are you talking about?
With Elon, why he flipped out. It can't be that.
No, it's not that. I don't know why people say that. It's not that. Elon said to get rid of the freaking.
In October.
In 2021, he said it. There's videos of him talking about it. Get rid of it.
No, but you saw, we went over this with the interview that he had with Hannity. He was like, he sat down and he was like, oh, you know, what do you think about these EV bills? And Trump is like, he probably is not happy about it, but he's like, no, I mean, he said, I've never asked Trump for anything.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And this actually hurts me, but
yeah,
it's.
Well, again, he was saying it before. 2021, there's an interview saying, when they asked him about it, he's like, I don't know why the government's paying for any of this.
Yeah.
Business is business. Keep it away.
So what do you think it was?
I think it's that Trump, he felt like Trump backstabbed him.
How? By signing the bill.
By signing the bill, because it increases government spending.
And he was trying to reduce.
And he was like, I did for years.
So
I've been working with you. I spend billions of dollars.
You put me in charge of eliminating government spending, and here you are signing.
The whole world is calling me a Nazi. They don't want my cars. Remember, they were burning, spray painting my vehicles. I went through all that because I wanted to help the country, right? Remember, he's the same person that bought Twitter, lost money because he wanted to fix the country.
Yeah.
He's like, I got money. I'm good. I'd rather fix the country versus making more money. So he's like, I'm doing all this, and then you sign this bill to increase spending?
after you hired me and I'm working for free.
Yeah.
I got rid of $200 billion dollars of spending.
And I just did it for nothing. Because now you're going to spend
it. Now you're just going to spend it.
When I thought the point was to get rid of government spending, to lower how much money you spend, and so we can increase more savings.
And Trump is like, I'm the boss.
Yeah. And I think he was just like, yo, I can't work with this nigga. Yo, he's crazy. He is a freaking king, quote unquote. You know? So his way or the highway. He goes, I can't do that.
I kind of like that it happened because everyone, the left was screaming that Elon was the president.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, no, bro. Trump's ego and narcissism. No, bro.
Yeah, also, Elon doesn't want.
You got to give props.
Want all that. Elon's like, I just want shit to work right. That's all I care about.
Yeah, but he's still a boss, but he's not that narcissistic.
No, but think about what kind of person Elon is. He's willing to sleep on the office floor to get shit done.
And Trump is it?
Trump would never do that.
Yeah, he needs his gold bed.
He needs his gold bed. And Elon's like, no, I want shit to work. I don't care who's in charge. Shit has to work right. But because I'm the guy with the money and the good ideas, of course I'm going to be in charge.
Well, I don't know about all that, but I do know that for the very least, as long as if he's going to sleep in the office sofa, he better have a future baby mama. You heard?
That's what he wants too. You know what I'm saying?
That's his thing. Like, Trump wants the gold bed. He wants that gold.
There's stories of Elon Musk sleeping on the floor.
I've seen that too. But my thing is this: was there a power struggle? To me, Trump is the president. I think the power
struggle was that.
Just the spending.
He's like, why would you sign this bill? Why would you do that?
Why am I here for this?
What's the point of all this? We just struggled.
But to go to the level of calling him a pedo?
He didn't call him a pedo.
Oh, that he went to the island?
He didn't say that either.
He's in the files.
In the court
of public opinion, he's a pedo.
Yeah, but remember, we just talked about them crying. They make shit up. They make shit up. Right away, he's a pedo. None of that was said and none of that was proven. I only work with evidence, baby. We're not doing this. He didn't say anything that he didn't. He just said he's in the files. What does that mean? We don't know.
Yeah.
We know that Trump goes to party where there's people that got money at.
Yeah.
Right? Okay, Jeffrey Epstein had money.
So did Diddy.
So they all went to the same party. Like, oh, yo, I'm 20 years ago, if I was rich, I'd be... Do you see pictures with me with Diddy too? Like, yo, what up?
Yeah.
And they're going to look at us together and be like, oh, sure, he went to the parties.
Fuck.
I'm like, I wish he would invite us, but that sounds like fun. But he didn't invite me to no party. Damn.
For sure.
Also, Trump doesn't seem like that type.
His composure after being called an Epstein foul person was pretty good.
Yeah. I think he got training. Like, they kind of walked him to look. You know, I guess when he saw the
tweet. I don't think he got training.
They're like, look, this is what you got.
You know what he got? I don't give a fuck no more.
Yeah.
I don't need to wild out. I'm out.
I hope so.
I'm out. I'm the boss right now. Yeah. I'm not campaigning anymore. But when I was campaigning, I needed to say some crazy shit because I know that's the media and they're going to be on me.
Yeah.
And that's free advertisement. And maybe not everyone's going to like what they're hearing, but enough of people because I think people are tired of this shit.
But let me say this too. Like, even if Trump went to the island, let's just go, how far can we go? He's on the flight logs. He's with Jeffrey Epstein in pictures. He goes to the island. He's like, wow, that's crazy. And Jeffrey Epstein's like, yo, I got this, you know, I got women all over the place. And Trump's like, I love to grab him by the pussy. That's such a coincidence. You have pussy here and I love grabbing him by the pussy. What a coincidence that we're here.
Perfect
together.
Perfect match.
Whoa.
We're going to be great. Right?
That doesn't mean that the woman that he did sleep with were underage.
Underage, yeah.
It just means that maybe he did something on the island.
So why do you think
if he invited you to the island, you're not going to do that?
Grab him by the pussy?
Yeah.
I mean, if they say if it's
Epstein's
okay.
If Epstein's like, yo, that's what this island's for, baby. It's pleasure island.
If I get consent. Listen, do you think that... Fudge, you made me forget the question. So why do you think they're holding back on the files? You saw the interview with, who was it? Joe Rogan and Cash Patel?
Yeah, sorry. Yeah.
What did you think?
I didn't watch it. I listened to it.
I listened to it, rather.
Yeah, I listened to it. I thought it was good.
Bitch, that's not the question. Do you think they're holding it back?
The Epstein files?
Yeah.
I think they're
tapping that.
I think they're reviewing it.
How many days you need to review?
How big are the files?
10. I don't know how big the files are.
The file's 10 big. I don't know how big the files are. Also, if it's mad video that we're talking about watching every video.
Oh my gosh, bro.
What if it's terabytes of video? Now they got to take the time to review it. And it's not just watching the video. It's who's that guy in the background? We don't know who he is.
But what do you think of his answers? We're not re-victimizing.
I think that's.
I mean, they're already victims.
But now we don't know who they all are. Right? But some of them wanted to stay private. So he's like, all right, we got to make sure that if we say, what's the guy, Bill Gates was there.
That's great. Make it private, but give us an answer.
No. But that's not, if we say Bill Gates was there,
okay,
they're going to want to know who Bill Gates slept with. Who's the woman that he victimized?
Yeah, who's the
child? And the woman that's like, I don't want nobody to know who I am. All of a sudden, the media's going to be looking for her, and she doesn't want to be found. So we can't put that out there because we want to protect her. Even though we want to get Bill Gates, we don't got to tell the whole public what Bill Gates did. You know what I'm saying? So we don't want to show
if
the video.
If a crime was committed?
Yeah. We don't have to tell everybody what happened.
Everyone has to know.
No, we don't. We just have to tell the jury.
It's we the people.
Just the jury has to know. The just rest the of the world does not have to know.
Oh, my gosh.
Right?
Yeah. We're kind of nosy, right?
Exactly.
Fuck.
So that's why he's like, look, we don't want everybody to know. It's just all we need to tell the jury. After that.
But isn't it public information once it goes to trial?
If we want it to be. I mean, I'm sure they can sign, hey, we can't. She wants to stay private.
That's happening in Diddy's case, right? There's somebody who's anonymous who's asking to stay private.
Yeah, and we have to do it.
Ooh.
So we don't. So remember, and if it's a lot of people, we're talking about a maze of trying to figure out what could release, what we can't.
Like this, right?
Yeah. If it's like a spider web. Okay, if we release this one, then the media is going to want to know who the XYZ is, and they're connected to this other person. She wants to stay private, so we can't release this file. Okay, what about that one? So it's like a maze. So we, you know, it's difficult. It's not simple, you know? And what if somebody's like, no, it's okay. And then they rethink it and like, you know, whatever, 4 months down the line, they're like, I actually don't want nobody to know. I'm pregnant. And when eventually.
Here's my problem.
I don't want my kid to hear about it.
Here's my problem. These files, did they have access to it during Trump, during Obama, during freaking, Obama?
We don't know.
Did they have access to it during Biden?
We have no idea. That's the thing. We don't know. We don't know what they got and when they got it.
The FBI.
We don't know.
When the whole Epstein case was happening.
Yeah, we don't know.
Of course they had it. What, are you retarded?
Yeah, we don't know. What do you know they have?
Stop. Let's try again.
Go ahead.
During the trial, when Epstein, before he allegedly killed himself.
Yeah.
The FBI didn't have files?
We don't know what they had.
If he was in jail, they had to have.
At least one file.
At least one piece of paper.
That's all we know.
Out of 10.
Yeah, out of the 10. So they had the one, he killed himself. A year later, they found two more. Oh, shoot, we got to relook at this case.
Doesn't matter.
Year later, they found three more. Oh, my God. We haven't hit the 10 yet.
So the FBI had it.
They have at least one.
They've had it.
We can't assume. We can't do the spider web. We can't assume. We can only assume the bare minimum is that they had one.
They had one. And if the FBI leader, the director of the FBI, then... In 2020?
I don't remember.
I think it was 2019.
That's when he killed himself?
Yeah, I think that's when he was in jail.
Probably.
I think so.
We're going to ask
the geek. When did Epstein go to jail?
Oh, that was a bad question.
AI got this. They know we got a G.
Because he got arrested.
2008, in 2019, he was arrested. I was right.
Oh, 2019.
On federal sex trafficking charges. He was held at the Metropolitan Correctional Center in New York, where Diddy was, right?
Is I'm not, yeah.
Okay. However, he died in the jail cell on August 10th, 2019, before his trial could begin. So they've had these files, and during that time, who was president?
Nope. You can't say that again. We just read it out loud. Sex trafficking charges.
Okay.
So the only file they had was that they were trafficking people for sex.
For sex. Who was president in 2019?
Trump was like, kill him.
Kill him.
Kill him. Kill him now. I don't want that snitch alive.
Fuck. It doesn't look good in the court of, you know, drama.
Yeah, but these people, I only want facts. I don't care about feelings.
Yeah, feelings.
The facts is, sex trafficking charges, that's just transporting somebody for sex. Doesn't mean he did something or who did what. I transported this person, you know, for sex.
And more specifically, it could easily be a prostitute.
Yeah.
An escort.
100%, yep.
Escorting is legal?
I don't know what country they were in.
In the United States?
No.
Illegal.
Only in Las Vegas.
So they took a legal escort from Las Vegas and they went to New York. Illegal. Sex trafficking.
Sex trafficking, yeah. But now what if they transported from one country that allows it to another country that allows it? Is that sex trafficking? I don't think so.
No, that's... did you pay your taxes for this?
That's another thing, too. They were underage for America. What about in another country where the age is way different?
Oh, my God.
Other countries, their sex limit is like 13 or something like that.
What country... what country is Epstein's Island part of?
Virgin Islands. That's American territory.
The what? Answer is no.
Oh, what is? Oh, wait, hold on.
Jeffrey Epstein's island is Little St. James as part of the U.S. Virgin Islands. It's a small island located in the Caribbean Sea's southeast of St. Thomas.
What is the age of consent in the U.S. Virgin Islands?
Idiot. 18.
18. Well, make sure. You never know. Other states are 16. States.
Not an island.
Not even an island. The United States of America.
It's true.
What's the age of consent in Virginia?
18.
What's the age of consent in Texas?
17.
What's the age of consent in Louisiana?
17.
See, everything's different.
But ask a general question. Like what's what? Youngest age of consent?
What's the youngest age of consent in the United States?
16. Wow.
The AI's like, whoa, whoa, whoa.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. We got to report you now.
16, the minimum legal age consent for sexual activity in 31 states. Wow.
Wow.
Wow. People talk, 18 is not the freaking number. People are like, oh, the age of consent is 18. It is not it. 31 is more than half the country.
That's the federal government also has laws regarding the age of consent, specifically regarding the statutory rape, which is sexual activity with someone younger than 16.
Whoa. Well, we've been off.
We were off. In how many states?
31.
16. 31 of those states.
That's a huge difference.
Wait a second. Which is the minimum legal age for consenting to sexual activity in 31 states. That's more than half.
That's what I'm saying. So people like the legal, if we're going to freaking generalize it, it's not 18, it's 16. Right? That's more than half.
Yeah.
And the other, whatever, what is it? 21? No, 29? No, yeah. I'm bugging. Not even 29. 19.
19 states.
19 states. They're not even 18. Some of them are actually 17. You know what I mean? So it's not like these are 16 and these are 18. This is 16 and the rest are, some of them are 18, some of them are 17. You know what I'm saying? So it's not even.
Look, so 17 is 7.
7, yeah.
Leaving 12.
There's only 12 states that are legal. That's pretty intense. I didn't know that.
That's crazy.
That is insane.
Wow.
What are you going to do?
Oh, look, it has a map. Oh.
All right.
There's a map.
Oh, my God. That's crazy.
No way. Let's look at the map.
This is blowing my mind, bro. Oh, look at the, it's by red state and blue state.
That's crazy too.
Let's see. Wow, this is interesting. Okay.
Damn, I wish I could just blow up the
map. So look, wait, red states, actually give the public a view of this.
I got you. I'm just trying to give it to them, give it all to them. It's crazy.
You just shrunk the map a little bit. All right. What's interesting is it's a pattern. It's a crazy
pattern. There's a pattern.
There's a pattern. You see the pattern?
There is. It seems to go whoop.
Wait a minute. Maybe I'm misreading this. My assumption was that the red states are Republican states and the blue states are Democrat states. That's my assumption.
And
I don't think that's true. Because,
well, where's the legend? God, these people. Go ahead, keep going.
Because all the red states are 16. And all the blue states are 18, and all the white states are 17. There's no way there's that much of a coincidence. You know what I mean? That all the Republicans say is like, no, 16 is good. We're good.
So you're saying it's the Republicans that
they're like, yeah. 16. Come on, we gotta build the population here. Let's get these numbers down.
I think it's right though. I think because we know that New York is blue.
Yeah,
and but that they left it white.
Yeah, no, there's no way.
Which doesn't make any type of sense here. Yeah, it doesn't say the.
So the Virgin Islands is 18, but New York is 17.
Wow. Yeah, why did they leave? I guess, yeah.
Wow, but look at all this. There's a lot of. Bro, it's insane. Hawaii, this whole section down here, 16.
Virginia, Georgia.
Sure. All this. These are all blue states for sure. That's insane.
Well, there you go. There you go.
This is Donald Trump. Take this information. Do what you want with it.
Donald Trump, do what you want with it. That's crazy. Well, you learn something new every day, right? Boy, did we. So, yeah, technically, the age of consent in America generally is
16.
Saying it is pretty weird, good. Right? Saying it is.
Did you see, just to keep going, did you see the governor of Florida said to the people? To the public, there's a protest going on. I forget what day it's going to happen. I want to say it's Monday. Is it Monday? Oh, no, it's tomorrow. No King's Day protests.
Oh, yes. This was to protest against...
Protest Donald Trump.
Yeah.
And they questioned Donald Trump about that. He's like, I'm not a king. These guys stop me at everything, every freaking thing. Every time I try to do something, they stop me. There's no, I'm not no king.
What? What are you doing?
I'm trying to find the locations.
Ah.
But you got me... oh, look at it. Damn, look at that tan. It's so bad, bro.
Yeah, it is bad.
It's so bad. Nope. All right, whatever. Anyway, the governor of Florida said, hey, if they're blocking the street, I'm giving the public an okay to run them over on the way out.
What?
Ron DeSantis. Hold on.
See where the demonstrations are.
I was literally just on this page, I think. What they got to do with immigrants.
Wow. Oh, there we go.
Stoma, Jesus Christ. Yeah, boy.
Oh, this is the official site right here.
Yeah, click on New York.
We're not going to watch the video.
Click on New York. Zoom in over
Whoa.
There. Can you zoom in? Yes, let's see.
St. Teresa's there.
What's this?
Oh, there's a Mexican restaurant across the street.
Ay, Leo. They're like, you guys can do it over here. Come buy tacos, too. What's that?
Fuel service.
What's over here?
Social daycare.
Congresswoman Nicole Malliotakis.
That's
is
why.
Is that what they're doing? It? Right in front of her freaking thing. That's what this is for, right? For her.
And that's when?
Tomorrow.
We out.
You gonna go visit Natalia Kanakis? What is this? Oh, the Ace! I was joking with my wife the other day. I was like, nobody goes to that freaking Ace. This is not that far from the church, actually.
No, it's not. It's actually not at all.
Let's go.
Okay.
Right. They like give Trump mad head, bro. I'm like, bro, just leave him alone. I don't think he cares. You know what I mean?
I actually have to agree with you on that. I don't think he cares.
Oh. He thinks you guys are crazy.
He does.
Oh, wait, they might have people doing it.
The trucks?
Preparing for the freaking riots. I don't know. We'll see. I hope they make a riot.
You think?
Burn it down.
How could you say that and complain about in the same podcast?
Because during the Black Lives Matter thing, when they destroyed areas, I got overtime. I got to clean things up.
Yeah. So just to draw it back, we spoke about this whole immigration thing, and to me, like the number of people that they got is
like arrested
decimal.
Yeah, of course.
So the amount of people that's already here.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think,
and Trump, we knew that when he got elected, we knew that there was no way in 4 years he's gonna get rid of 9 million human beings.
I think he should have just left them
all of them.
I mean, said, like, hey, look, if they got a record, they gotta go. Like, if they've been arrested for domestic violence.
But provide a path for the other ones.
Not even, yeah, provide a path. Meaning, like, if you don't do anything crazy in the next 5 years.
You're paying your taxes. You can show receipts.
Yeah. Come through. We'll give you some paperwork and we'll leave you alone.
Don't be so kind.
No, I'm kind.
You're the meanest person.
Because I would, let's make it 10. Because 10 is hard.
10 what?
10 years.
Yeah.
Stay out of trouble. Don't get arrested.
10 years.
10 years. Well, I got no problem. If you're a peaceful person here. Why wouldn't we want to keep
you? You showed you paid your taxes. You didn't get into any trouble. You're assimilating well with your community.
I'll give you a Trump card, the gold one.
Not the $5 million visa.
For free. I'll give you the Trump card. You're here, baby.
That dilutes but that
if,
card.
If you get arrested, I don't care if you're freaking a drunk driver.
Oh, you definitely.
As soon as you go to the precinct to freaking central bookings, it's going to show up. Yep, that's it. Oh, got to go. Goodbye. Call ICE. Hey, he's here. Come pick him up.
Now you have a choice. Do you want your kids to go with you?
Yeah, that's it. You call your wife. Call your wife. Figure it out. You guys have until what's today? Friday. You have until Monday morning.
You don't have a wife?
Pal carajo. Adios, amigo.
Why they had to be like that? Why couldn't they be Indian?
Oh, yeah. Goodbye, my
friend. Very racist. No kings. Kings with an S.
Yeah. Because they wanted to end Elon. They probably they planned this way before. And when they were watching the Elon Musk show, they're like, oh, damn, did we change the
name? I guess there's only one king. Just leave it. Why did he love this man so much? It's the media.
They're obsessed with him, bro. It's insane.
He's a guy I love.
But the right wing is obsessed with Nancy Pelosi. And what's the guy?
You're right.
The Jewish guy that pays for everything? George Soros. They're obsessed with that guy.
The ER.
See? So they both have their
guy.
Their guy. But because I guess Trump is one guy and the right has a whole bunch of people that they don't like.
The right has a bunch of people that they don't like.
Right? Nancy Pelosi. They don't like AOC. They don't like Chuck Schumer. There's like a variety.
Mitch McConnell.
But for the left, they're like, we just don't like Trump. And it's just like, oh.
Yeah, God, who else do they complain about?
Stop bringing. Well, now they started talking about Elon, but.
Oh, that changed.
Yeah. But still, just annoying. It's like, all right, I get it. Trump, you don't like him. Jesus
Christ. My favorite was, you know, I'm in a very Tesla dominant area with a bunch of, you know, liberals. And I see little stickers that have the no smoking icon in Elon in the middle of it.
You know what that is?
They drive a Tesla, but they got the no Elon symbol on their Tesla. And it's like, do you think that, I know what you did. What do you think that is? Because I think we're on the same page.
Because they're protecting themselves from themselves.
Yeah.
Right?
They're like, listen, I did buy this car, but I hate him. Don't touch my car.
Because, you know, people on the right are assholes. They'll be like, oh, fuck this guy. Scratch the fucking car.
Oh.
But, right? They'll do that.
Are you saying that
they'll liberals walk by are... No, the right. People on the right would do that. I've seen videos of them doing that.
Democrats.
No, the Republicans.
They scratch?
Republicans? I've seen videos, yeah.
I thought Democrats.
The Democrats would burn it down. That's different. They'll burn the car down. It's a way different level.
Which one do I prefer?
Yeah. Seriously, I'd rather you scratch my car, seriously, than burn it down.
That's I still have a car.
Exactly. And I'll call the insurance company. They'll fix it.
And the environment is safer.
Yeah, and I pay less for gas or whatever.
No, when you burn it, it really hurts the environment.
I mean, they don't think about it. They only care about that if it fits their agenda.
Right.
They'll burn a freaking electric vehicle and cause...
They'll burn a whole city.
Yeah, they don't care. Yeah. But you better freaking use an electric vehicle. Like, come on.
All right. They ignite more. They cause more of a spectacular... Yeah. It sets the message and the tone. I think that,
but that's, think about how scary that is, right? The right is different. They'll argue with you and they'll hate you. The worst thing we've ever seen the right do is January 6th. And let's be real, that wasn't that really that bad. You know what I'm saying? Like, it wasn't like they burned the Capitol down. There wasn't that one fire.
No.
They went in there, they took pictures, they wore freaking horns.
One of their own died.
Yeah. That like, they basically just broke in and was like, oh, wow, let's take a picture. Let me go to Nancy Pelosi's desk and take a picture. Like, that's the worst that they did.
Which was really dumb.
And if you look at the way the left did it, they burned cities down for weeks.
They're burning right now.
And they're doing it right now. So, I mean, realistically, who do I want in charge? These guys that cause chaos sometimes, or these guys that would destroy your life?
I'm sorry. They cause chaos once.
Think about this. Let's just think.
Name another time they cause chaos.
The Republicans?
Civil War?
No. I mean.
That was not the way.
That wasn't even them. They were the ones that won, actually.
Yeah. So, what? Name another time. Exactly.
Yeah. But that's what I'm saying. Like,
how many times has the left went wild out?
Oh, my God.
Floyd.
Every time somebody... has a cookout in the beach, and a Karen shows up, I guarantee she's a Democrat. Guaranteed Democrat.
What were you gonna say?
If you think about that ideology, that thought process of the most extreme of that, right? So if you turn the dial all the way up, they wanted to burn the city down. If they were in charge and they got their way 100%, and you showed up and you're like, I love Donald Trump, you don't think those people, if they ran the country with an iron fist, you don't think they'll put you in jail and kill you? They're like, oh, we gotta get rid of this guy. It'll be totalitarian.
If it was reversed.
Yeah, like if they ran the country and they had nobody stopping them. If they wanted to burn a city down, if they had full control over a country and you defied their ideology, you don't think those people are more likely to freaking kill people?
Wouldn't it be the argument that the Nancy Pelosi side, they would rather let the Republicans wall out so they could show how bad they are on TV?
Yeah.
Whereas the Republicans, the Trump side is like, nah, we're going to arrest these niggas and throw tear gas and run them over.
Yeah, we can't let them do this. That's insane.
Right. But it's still ammunition for the Pelosi side to be like, see how they treat us?
Yeah, but that's what Martin Luther King did, right? Martin Luther King told his people, go there. They're going to hold you down and send the dogs to you. I want them to do that because we need the footage.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, that's what they're doing.
Which tactic is working better? Publicity wise?
Yeah.
The Nancy Pelosi.
But I mean, but the thing is,
But not really, because people are seeing it for what it is.
I was going to say the old school media is behind them 100%. The new media, the internet media of me and you and people they're more even-headed.
Yeah.
They're not getting paid by the freaking pharmaceutical companies.
We don't give a fuck.
Exactly. So we say exactly what we feel like. They're more open. I'm not saying they're not all to the left, to the right, but they're more wide.
Right.
They're probably, you know, that image of the freaking, the blue and the red.
Yeah.
They're within that red zone.
Right in the middle.
They're in that red zone. They're not all the way on the blue. There's more of them in that red zone. So they're more even about it. So they're like, yeah, I get it. You don't want to be arrested, but damn, if you're blocking the street, not only is it annoying, how far back does that traffic go? What if somebody's, oh my God, he's gonna have a heart attack? We gotta get to that hospital. All of a sudden, they pull on the highway and it's traffic. The person's having a heart attack and they die. If it was an ambulance, they can hear it. But what if it's just a guy in a car? Like, oh my God, let's hurry up.
The irony in this is that the amount of people that Obama deported is astronomical.
Yeah. Let's see. I don't even know. At this point.
The difference is that that's when the first iPhone came out.
Hold on. Who deported more people, Trump or Obama? You know who needs to ask? Your homegirl.
Jemmy.
No, thanks. Who deported more people? Oh, that's sorry. Allow?
Allow never all allow? The time.
This one?
Yeah.
Who deported more people, Trump or Obama? Oh, okay. I thought she was going to talk to me. Obama administrator deported 3 million people across 2 terms. Sources say around 2.3 million in his first and 2 million, totaling around 5.3 million. Trump deported 12 million.
No, 1.2.
Oh, 1.2 to 1.9 his first term. While Trump's rhetoric policies emphasize strict immigration enforcement, the actual numbers of the deportation under his administration did not surpass Obama's.
I mean, not even close.
That's crazy because in Trump's first term, he deported half of what Obama did in his first term.
Obama. In Obama's first term, Trump only deported half.
That's crazy.
And then that's actually, wow, that's insane.
Yeah. That is insane. I think Trump is like, I got to deport more people than Obama. That's crazy. I let this freaking Democrat deport more people than me?
His first term was 3.2. Wow. 3.2.
First. His first term. Oh, shoot. Wait,
yeah. Yeah. He lessened.
For his first and his second. Wow.
He
went down a little bit. That first term,
he hardcore. He was like, everybody's gone. And the difference between then and now is that the iPhone just came out in 2008.
Yeah. That's insane.
The iPhone just came out in 2008. Right?
Maybe we should go to the No Kings thing with this billboard that says that.
My gosh, you want to get beat up? When did the first iPhone come out? Yeah. Obama became president 6 months later.
You think?
I just think that.
You think Steve Jobs was part of Obama?
Conspiracy.
He put the iPhone out to get Obama in there.
Not everybody had an iPhone.
That's true, yeah.
They had a camera phone though, right? But yeah. It wasn't popular.
Yeah. Yeah, no. The first iPhone had a camera?
Yeah. Look at it. Oh my gosh.
Oh, sure, yeah.
This is what I'm saying. This is 3G.
That's insane. Look how thick those bezels are.
It looks like a toy, right? Yeah, it looks like a toy. Oh, wow. My gosh. That's insane.
You heard they might bring back they might actually do it with the psychic.
What are they doing?
T-Mobile is in talk right now to try to figure it out.
You know what else is in? Bell bottoms.
That's nice. Bro, that's insane. I remember the YouTube icon looking like that.
How many gigs it has? 12 gigabytes.
That's insane.
That's in your watch.
I think my Call of Duty game has more gigabytes than that. Right?
Hell yeah, bro. Add another zero. How much Call of Duty has.
That's crazy.
You're talking about mobile. I'm talking about the PC. PC's 120. So this was in their hands. And this was expensive as fuck. So not everybody had an iPhone. You feel me? So compare that to now that everybody has an iPhone. So when someone gets arrested, what's the first people do? Fagadang.
Imagine 9/11 happens nowadays.
Let's go back to the numbers.
So much footage.
Because your ADHD is kicking in. The numbers said here that Trump in his first term had 1.2 million deportees in his first administration, right? So he had that in his first term, he had 1.2. Think about all the videos instantly that come up now.
Remember when AOC went to the gate and was crying? Ay, Dios. Ready? AOC crying at the border. Images?
Ay, Dios. She's so ugly. The other one. The
first one's my favorite. Ay. No, they can't be there. Who put this gate up? Obama put this gate up. Obama built this whole facility that she was crying at, actually. They were wearing white in solidarity.
She's all right looking.
I'm in love.
Why? Because she's a nagging.
I love it. Yell at me. Throw a chancla at me.
She looks like a bird.
She's the one that throws the chancla at you when she gets mad. I love it.
She is. Oh, put that picture, the last one, back up again.
This one?
No, the one you had before.
I don't remember.
This one, yeah. And look at the stare.
This one?
Uy, esto, aquí. Look at that. That's demonic right there.
That's when you try to that's when you try to explain something to her. She's like, oh, yeah.
I'm not listening.
Yeah. All right.
Oh my God. That's the type of woman I attract. Yeah,
that's exactly right.
Why can't I find a normal girl? Yeah, this is, I think that this, again, what was the number? 3.1 million people the first term. If they all had iPhones and we all had what we're doing now, where everybody records, think of how much more footage there would have been back then. And double the amount of people he caught. That's double the amount of footage.
Have the right tip. Well, there you go. That's what I was looking for right there.
Oh, yeah. I heard about this, too. What do you think about that?
That's good.
So when you watch videos like that, remember the one in the city that the guy was being surrounded by the bikers? And then they like went after him because he ran over.
Yeah, that's why I think you'll be able to run him over. I'm going to show you why in a minute, why I believe they should be allowed to run him over. When he's talking.
And we also have a policy that if you're driving on one of those streets and a mob comes and surrounds your vehicle and threatens you, you have a right to flee for your safety. And so if you drive off and you hit one of these people, that's their fault for impinging on you. You don't have to sit there and just be a sitting duck and let the mob grab you out of your car and drag you through this.
So he's right. I agree with that.
I think so, too.
All right. Ready? 1992 LA riots. Man dragged out of car. I think this is it right here. Whoopsie. We're not going to go through all that. Is this YouTube?
We're going to mute.
YouTube is always the way to go. I think
that is not the video we're looking for.
Oh, this is it right here. Boom. I forgot this guy's name. He was a truck driver driving through the city. While the riots happened, he has no idea the riots happening. He's just coming through the city, and then he sees people in the street. He stops, he honks the horn, nobody wants to get his way. They open the door, and they beat the crap out of him. That's his truck, just there.
Wow.
They hit him in the head with a pipe or whatever it was. Look, they knocked him out. This guy right here that just threw his head, leg up in the air like that, he threw a brick at his head. Let's see, they threw him down. Look. Toma!
Oh, man.
Within seconds. All right. So now, should you be allowed to flee for your life? And even if it causes somebody else harm?
Yeah, bro.
Look at him. Done. And mind you, you're unconscious on the floor. So you have no idea what's going to happen next. It's not like you can escape. Somebody could walk up to you and set you on fire, and you have no defense because you're knocked out.
So had he stayed in the truck and ran them over,
he'd have been home safe with his family that night.
But charged with manslaughter.
Not if Gavin Newsom was governor. Especially because of the footage. They'll see it. Oh, and they blocked him and he kept going. He flee for his life. Okay, yeah, he's good.
Because what's the difference between the wheel and a weapon?
Yeah.
You're defending yourself.
They're causing the problem. You're defending yourself against that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's not like you're causing the problem. You're just trying to get past them. Because there's a history. We have footage here of what happens when you stop. So you fear for your life, of course. That makes sense.
These.
See? And this is, you know, I remember. Better ways to tell it. Look at this. They're checking his pockets. Look. You saw that? You saw what they're going to do to him, right?
Throw some can exactly. or something on him.
And, oh, man. I mean, we don't have the audio on right now. But if you watch, there's a documentary. I think it's on Netflix or whatever. It's called 92 or something like that about the riots.
Oh, yeah. The store owners.
The people yelling in the streets are looking for white people in cars. They're saying it out loud. There's a white boy in that car. And they're running to get the white. They want to kill all the white people. But remember, this is after Rodney King when the cops
came. Yeah.
So it became a race riot. It had nothing to do with the police. It's just they're white and black. That's it. Like, you know, just like has nothing to do with deportation. It's the flag. It's the Mexican flag and the American flag. You made it into something it's not.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It was police brutality. It wasn't black versus white.
Who's going to clean your toilets?
Yeah, exactly. Who's going to clean your toilets, Donald Trump? Help me, Jesus. Ago, boom.
That's the kind of thing you never forget.
See?
That's him?
That's the guy. That's in a truck. Like, I don't know if that was before he got hit in the head with a freaking brick.
Did he turn into a woman? Does not
go away.
No. And then there's there's also
that's fucked.
There's a video of a priest while the whole is insane. It's a crazy. I feel like I'm showing you. It's a crazy. I can't help myself.
Show me you really love me.
A priest.
Action speaks louder than words,
Jesus
Noel.
Christ. Shut this up. So he's done laughing. Priest in 1992 riots. Damn, y'all.
But you don't say that he got attacked.
No, he did not get attacked. The priest did not. A white priest, too. They let him live. They kind of ignored him. Because priest is the word I'm looking for.
Because Jesus was protecting him?
Well, I mean, I think people.
The outfit.
I think people kind of just.
Not a priest.
They associate that with a church or whatever.
Yeah, not God.
Yeah. Oh man, yeah. But also too, another thing about the
why do we like this?
Another interesting thing about the riots, and this proves a lot of different theories. In LA, around that time, there was a lot of beef between the Korean people and the black people. Okay. The Korean people had a lot of stores, and the black people come, they'll work, they'll buy in stores. There's a video, and I forget the girl's name. She went into a store to buy something. The cashier accused her of stealing. So she was yelling at her because she was stealing. The girl got mad and threw the juice at the cashier. And when the girl went to turn around and walk away, the cashier took out a gun and shot her in the head. And the girl was young. She was like 15, I think it was. I think the cashier got found not guilty because it was like self-defense because she got a bottle thrown at her or whatever, I guess. So there was like a big beef between the Korean and the black community. So when the LA riots took place, the Koreans took up arms and they stood on the roof of their businesses to protect it. And anytime people came, like the rioters came towards their businesses, they started shooting at them. You know what I'm saying? So this proves, without a shadow of a doubt, if you're armed during a riot, you're safer than everybody else.
I mean, does it really? Do we really need to?
Now the question is, when is the next riot gonna happen that's gonna freaking threaten your life?
Yeah.
You don't know. There's no way to know.
Especially like that truck driver that he was just trying to get to work, or he wouldn't be part of any of that.
Oh, man.
God.
Oh, there goes a priest. Go back.
An old camera. It's a camcorder.
No, that's a black
guy. Oh, it's definitely black. He's definitely black.
He's like, in the name of Jesus, I pray for your healing. He's like, it still hurts, Pastor. We're not showing the audience none of this, by the way.
Yeah, because, I mean, don't go that far back when they're beating him.
Oh, wait, let's just show the priest then.
Yeah, yeah, that part is good right there.
I'm sorry. The people kind of respect it, whether they believe it or not. There's still a level of respect where they're like, all right, you wear the freaking thing.
He's a man of God.
What is that thing called? The freaking thing that they wear in their neck?
Forgot. I'm so close to it, though.
But if you, so if anything goes down, I'm like, I need that thing.
I need that thing.
I need that thing now. But that's a crazy picture right here. Right?
Do you have it when he went up to him, when he rolled up on him?
Oh, let's see. Hold on.
Oh, no, that's a...
No, the raw footage exists on the internet somewhere. I'm sure we can find it.
Hunting through it. Man.
But this image right here, that's crazy with the freaking thing on fire and the priest here.
That is a powerful image.
That's like a World War III. He's like, look, man, around this time, AIDS was a big thing, so I'm not going to touch you. You know, these white people, they got AIDS.
We can't have anything serious in this podcast. Damn, the ADHD is real.
What do you guys think about the riots? You guys support it? You guys don't support it? Maybe there's some aspects of it you kind of like, hey, I kind of understand this and that. Comment down below. Like, subscribe.
I can't believe you said that shit.
I never say it. This is episode like 60 something. It's the first time I say it.
You're mad slutty, guys. Don't do that. Don't listen to him. Peace.